Okay, welcome to the YIPC Kabbalah Shir. This weekly Shir of Maseches Chagiga is sponsored by Yitz Weiss, who always tried to make the results of your tax filing a good reason for a Chagiga, and for the Refuah Shleima Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, and the weekly breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch, Le'ili Nishmas, Shimon Ben Zev, and Fega Bas Chaim. Okay. So we last left off, literally we last left off. Here I am again. I was telling somebody mostly because I didn't know how to read a calendar. But we last left off about on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We left off about 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom. Even a little more. It's funny. I left a bunch of extra lines for the next guy, and now I'm the next guy. So I'm really proud of that. Where are we? Rabbi Orach Leguli Kamei, Rabbi Karei Lab Orach Arach Leguli Kamei, Rabbi Kosev Echad. Okay, we're about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. 3 words in Kosev Echad Omer. Kosev Echad Omer. So there's one pasuk that says. Elef alfin yisham shenuye v'rabu rivavin kademuye yikumin. There's one pasuk that seems to say that there is, literally, there were thousands upon thousands that were serving Hashem, talking about the angels, and many, many myriads upon myriads that were standing before him. V'kasad echad omer, and there's another pasuk that says, Hayesh mispar ligdudav, is there a number that could even be captured for his legions? So it sounds like, one sounds like there's unlimited, and one sounds like, we know how much it is. So lo kasha kam bizman shebeis amigdash kayam, kam bizman shein beis amigdash kayam. One's talking about where it's like unlimited, that's beis amigdash kayam. And when the beis amigdash is no longer standing, kaviyachol shenismata pamal yeshamalo. It's as if the kingdom of heaven is somehow reduced, okay? Which basically, so what does that mean? That means that bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, right? When we are not worthy of having a beis hamikdash, that's not just a, you know, the Rav talks about in the kinos about that one of the aspects of the Churban that we often don't focus on, because we focus a lot on the human tragedy is the Chilul Hashem Shamayim, the Chilul Hashem, of just having a space where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was manifest, and then all of a sudden having that space, having Hashem's presence evacuate from that space, whether it's because of us, or whether it's not because of us, just that, you know, that removal in and of itself is a diminishing of the presence of God in this world. That's a horrible thing. And the reason it's a horrible thing is because God created this world for a purpose and for a reason. And when that purpose and reason is not able to be in its robust expression, so then that is not only a diminishing of the human experience, that is kaviyachol, because it's hard for us to quantify anything related to God, but that is to some extent a diminishing of the purpose for which God created the world altogether. So it's not that God's power is compromised, because God's power is obviously infinite, but the manner in which the world experiences God's power was compromised. And so that's part of the tragedy. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yomer Mishum Avi Yossi Ben Dusai, Elef Alfin Yishim Shem, the same Pasuk, Misbar Gedud Echad. No, this is the thousands of thousands is the number of the legions. So the ein mispar. So Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Avra Omar Elef Alf Yishuv Shana leNahar Dinor. This has to do with the thousands of angels that were created from the Nahar Dinor, some sort of stream of fire. Shenemar, as it says, where is this pasuk? This pasuk is in Daniel. Nahar Dinor Nageid v'Nafek. Min kadmohi elef alfin yishem shune veribo rivivin kidahomi kadmohi yekumon dino yisiv v'sifron psicho. So what does that mean? That a stream of fire, of nur, of fire, was coming from this river, and there were thousands upon thousands that were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thousands upon thousands that were standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does this come from? Mezeyason shel chayos, from the sweat of the angels of the chayos. Ulehechan shafich, and where does it spill over to? Amar Rav Zutra bar Tovia, Amar Rav arosh rishoyim begehenim, on the heads of the rishoyim that are in Gehenim. Shenemar, as it says, Hinei sa'aras Hashem chema, the storm of Hashem's anger, yatza v'sar mischolol arosh rishoyim yachol. It falls on the heads of the rishoyim. Rabbi Yaakov says, Al asher kutmu, on those that were preordained. What does that mean, they were preordained? Shenemar asher kutmu v'lo eis nahar yutzak yisodam. That they were somehow preordained into existence, they were supposed to be, and yet their foundation was swept away by a river. What does that mean? Amar Rav Shimon HaChassid, Elu Teisha Me'os V'Shivim Ve'Arba Doros, these are the 974 generations, Shekumtu Leheboros, that were supposed to be created, Chodim Shenivra Ha'olam, before the creation of the world, V'lo Nivru, and never got created. Oman HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood up, v'shaslan, and he implanted them, b'chol dar v'dar, in every generation, v'heinein azeponim shebidar, these are the arrogant ones of the generations. They were spread out amongst the generations. Sounds almost like they were, in other words, they never had a shot, they never had a chance, they were spread out among the generations. And the Rishonim talk about exactly what that means, that they were destined for Gehenim, you know, no matter what. So maybe that means they're nidon al shem sofo, that we recognize where they were headed anyway. It's hard to understand. For Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer Shekutmu Livracha, he says, no, these were angels that were, or these were beings or neshamos that were preordained for bracha. Hu dechziv elu tamidei chachamim, shemekat min atzman al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh, that contract themselves on account of divrei Torah and olam hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu megalelem sod liolam haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals to them all of the secrets in Olam Habah. Shenemar Nahar Yutzak Yisodam. The same pasuk, but a little bit of a different interpretation. That the Nahar Yutzak Yisodam, that the revealed secrets will be like a pouring river. Amar Le Shmuel Lechaya Ben Bar Rav Bar Aryeh Ta Kam Emelucha Milsa. I want to tell you something. Mahani Mili Mal Yusa Dahave Amar Avucha. From the greatest things that your father told. Would say, Kol Yom Aviyoma Nivron Malchei Asharis. Every single day, Malachim are created Min Nahar Dinar, from this Nahar Dinar. VeAmri Shira, and they would say Shira, Ubatli, and then they would disappear. Shenemar, as it says, Chadashim Livkarim Rabba, which means that Chadashim, those that are like new, Livkarim for each morning. Rabba emunasech, there is an enormous amount of emuna. Upligad Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Domer Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer Rav Yonasan, Kol Dibur v'Dibur. Every single utterance, Shiyotz mipirash Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nivra mimenu malach echad, created a malach. So this is the discussion. Are the malachim created from this fiery river, or are the malachim created from the word of God? Shenemar bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu, with the word Hashem in the heavens they were created, v'ruach piv, and with the ruach, the wind of his mouth, kol tzva'am, all of his legions, kosav echad omer levushei, okay, so kol tzva'am, that's a discussion. Kosav echad omer, one pasuk says, levushei ketalag chiyur v'se'er oishei, ka'amor, what does that mean? That his garment was as white as snow, and the hair of his head is like white wool. V'ksiv kivtzosav taltalim shechoros ke'orev. And the other pasuk says that his, also like the corners of his hair, are like wavy, and they are black like a raven. So which is it? Is the image of God portrayed as white, or is the image of God portrayed as black? Lo kash, that's not a question. Kam b'yeshiva, kam b'milchama. One's talking about a context of yeshiva, of learning, of wisdom, and one is talking about the context of Muhammad. The Amar Mar, because it was said, Ein lecha noy b'yeshiva el azakein, in the context of learning and wisdom, you always want somebody who is elder, but Ein lecha noy melchama, but in the context of war, el abachar, you want someone who's young and vigorous. Kasav Echad, one pasuk says, Karsei shivivin dinor. The Kasav Echad, Omer, Adei karsin rama v'otik yomin. One pasuk seems to refer to Hashem's throne in the singular, that his throne was there and it had like fiery flames. The other pasuk is, I watched as there were thrones were set up and atik yomin, like the ancient days of old. So does Hashem have one throne? Does Hashem have two thrones? So lo kasha, echad lo ve'echad le'David, said the Gemara. No, the pasuk is referring to two thrones, one for Hashem and one for David HaMelech. Kedetanya, as we learned in the Braisa, echad lo ve'echad le'David, divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi Aglili said to him, Akiva, ad masei atos eshchina chol, until when are you going to refer to the Shechina as something mundane? That you're depicting the Shechina of Hashem right next to the Shechina of a human. Ela echad ledin ve'echad letzedakah. They're both referring to Hashem. One refers to Hashem when he is sitting in judgment from the disposition of din, and one refers to Hashem when he's sitting in judgment in the disposition of tzedakah. Kibla minei or lo kibla minei? Did Rabbi Akiva accept this correction or did he not accept this correction? Toshma, so we have a raya, echad ledin ve'echad letzedakah, divrei Rabbi Akiva. We have this braisa where Rabbi Akiva says, echad ledin ve'echad tzedakah, so it sounds like he did accept it. Amalor, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva, malacha yitzla agada. Why are you darshining agados? Klach b'davrosecha, etzel negoim ve'olos. You should be focusing yourself on matters of halacha, on the most esoteric matters of halacha. Ela echad lekisei ve'echad lesarfof. That actually one refers to Hashem's throne that was needed for his body, and one refers to Hashem's throne that's needed as one's like a chair, and one's his like step stool. Kisei leishav alav, the chair to sit upon, and shrafraf lahadom raglav, for the purpose of his feet. Right? Shenema, as the pasuk says, hashamayim kisi, the heavens are my chair, v'ha'aretz adom ragli, and the ground is sort of the resting place for my feet. In other words, when we perceive things that are going on in this world, that are going on as a result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're only seeing a very, very small piece. We're only seeing Hashem's feet, kaviyachol. But there's a whole larger entity, as we saw in the last daf, how gigantic and large and huge. Ki asa Ravdimi Omer Shmona Esrei Klolos Kilo Yishayis Yisrael. So when Ravdimi came, he would say that there were 18 klolos, we saw this referred to before also, that Yishaya cursed Yisrael. So the Mefarshim discuss, why is Yishaya cursing Yisrael? So some say because he wanted to be clear that the destruction that was about to come was not because God was weak, it's because Klal Yisrael was deserving of it, right? V'lo niskara dato, and he wasn't fully, he didn't fully get it out of his system, ad omar ad she'omer lahem amikra azeh, until he said this pasuk. What pasuk is that? That is the pasuk of Yaharvu Hanar. Where is it here?
Yishaya,
right? So what does it say? V'niga sha'am ish v'ish v'ish b'reyu yirhavu hanar bazokein, that the lads would be put over the elders, v'anikla b'nichbad, and those that are light would be placed over those that are heavy. In other words, that the worst curse was the fact that those that of greater stature became so diminished and so deferential to those of lesser stature. Right? That's one of the consequences of Golus that we experience all the time. Right? That, the people who should be leading and should be guiding and directing and determining halachic policy, public policy, hashkafic policy, their voices are minimized in deference to everybody who thinks that they're qualified to offer an opinion. If there was ever a generation where that's the most true, it's our generation. And what social media has empowered used to be any yutz could write an article in the newspaper. So then at least you had to have writing skills. Now you have a megaphone of whatever you want. So what happens? Asara klolos mainihu. Shmon asara klolos mainihu. So what are these 18 klolos? Dichsib, because it says in the pasuk. So here's the pasuk. also from Yeshaya. Kihinei ha'adon Hashem tzvakos meisir miYerushalayim miYehuda. Hashem removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda. Mishenu mishena, kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim, gibor v'ish milchama, shofet navi, kosem v'zakein, sar chamishim v'nesu ponim v'yoetz v'chacham charoshim v'nevon lechash. And then you have an asati ne'orim sareim v'salum and yushalum bam. So this is a list of different personalities that are all part of what's been removed as a result of the Churban. And now the Gemara analyzes this and tells you what each one are. So the Gemara says, Mishan. What are the Mishan? Elu Balei Mikra. These are those who understood the Mikra. Mishana, who are those? Elu Balei Mishnah. Who are the Balei Mishnah? Could go in Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaberov, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaberov, pligu ba Rapapa v'rabanan, and Rapapa and Rabbanan would argue, charam er sheish meo sidre Mishnah. Some held they knew 600 sidarim of Mishnah, v'charam er sheva mo sidre Mishnah. And somehow they knew 700 Siddharim of Mishnah. Now we have how many Siddharim of Mishnah?
Six.
We have six. What happened to all the other ones? What happened to all the other ones?
Prices.
What?
Prices.
Right, so all the other ones, so it's important to understand that the Mishnah that we have is not an exhaustive collection of Tanaic literature. Not even an exhaustive collection of halachic Tanaic literature. It's a redacted collection of Tanaic literature. It's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi determined should be part of the authoritative text moving forward. It was never meant to, in any way, completely discount any other Tanakh text, and that's why part of the whole discussion of the Gemaras back and forth is to try to understand, in the analysis of the Mishnayos, how you relate to other Tanakh texts, whether they're Brisos, whether they're Toseftos, whether they're Midrashe Halacha, but there are other texts by the Tanaim that were not included in the Mishnah itself. Lachora, there were many, many traditions not included in the Mishnah itself. Exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's methodology was in terms of what to include and what not to include, so that itself is a fascinating methodological discussion.
More authoritative than Brisa,
so the presumption of the Gemara is that in the history of Torah Shebaal Peh, in terms of the codification of Halacha, the Mishnah is more authoritative than the Brisa. However, Tanoim are called to account for their opinions in the Mishnah relative to information that can be raised from the traditions that include the Brisos. Excuse me. So, you know, an Amora is not supposed to necessarily make a statement that directly contradicts a Brisa. An Amora could be asked to account for that unless he can be aligned with an interpretation that is recorded in a Mishnah. Because then the presumption is methodologically that he's simply aligning himself with what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi redacted to be. You know, now, why it was tapered down to such a smaller body of work probably has more to do with the fact that it was essentially at that time an oral tradition. It was an oral tradition, and so part of what he was trying to accomplish was make it manageable for future, you know, if we had 600 Siddharim of Mishnayos, we wouldn't be finishing them for bar mitzvahs, right? We wouldn't be finishing them for yahrzeits. We wouldn't be finishing them. Maybe we'd go to MetLife Stadium when we finish them. I don't know what we would do, right? Kol Mishan, so what is it? Kol Mishan Lechem, Elu Balei Talmud. This refers to the Talmud. Shenemar Lechu Lachmu Belachme, Beshasu Beyayim Mesachti. Bechol Mishan Mayim, Elu Balei Agada. That refers to Balei Agada. Shemoshkin Libo Shalodom, Kemayim Ba'agada. That pulls the hearts of people like water into Agada. Agada makes you very inspired and motivated, which is why you all have the face on you do now. Gibor. What is a gibor? Ze Balei Shmuos. This refers to Balei Shmuos. It refers to halachic statements. Ve'ish mechama ze she'odea lisa v'litein b'melcham tashel Torah. Balei mechama refers to those who are able to fight in the melcham tashel Torah. Shofet, a judge, Zedayon, that refers to a Dayon, Shadon Din Emes, Lamito, that's able to adjudicate proper din, Navi Kimashmo, Navi refers like to a Navi, Kosem Zemelech, Shenemar Kosem Al Sifse Melech, Zokain, what's a Zokain, Zesharoi Li Yeshiva, someone who is right to be in learning, Sar Chamishim, Al Tikre Sar Chamishim, El Sar Chumshin, Shiridit Sar Chumshin, Zeshadea Lisa Velitim, Bechamisha Chumshay Torah, Dabar Acher Sar Chumshin Kedibri Rav Avo. Another opinion is Sar Chumshin refers to Rav Avo. To Amar Rav Avo, Mikanche Ma'amidim Miturgman Al Tzibor Pachas Mechamishim Sham. You don't have the Miturgman serve the Tzibor for that's less than 50 years old. V'nosu Ponim Zeshen Nosim Ponim Lidoro Ba'avuro Lamala. A Nosu Ponim is somebody who's so valuable to the generation that even God would keep the generation going just because of them. Kagon Rav Chanina ben Dosa, Lemata, Kagon Rav Chanina ben Dosa, Lemata, Kagon Rabbi Avo Rabbi Avo. And Lemata refers to somebody who even people down here respect with such great kavod, like Malchi Umasa Olam, Rashi says, like Rabbi Avo, that was respected in the halls of power. Bekesar Yoetz, in the Caesars. Yoetz, what's a Yoetz? Sheodea Lavar Shanim Belikbo Chadashim. They know how to deal with Ibor Shanim and Ibor Chadashim, which is requires tremendous Chachma. V'Chacham Zeh Talmid HaMechakim Es Rabosav. Chacham refers to a Talmid that makes his teacher smarter because he asks sharp questions. Charashim Bishas Sheposeach B'Divrei Torah Kol Nesach Charashim. Charashim, someone who's silent, refers to somebody who, when he says over Divrei Torah, silences everybody else because it's so brilliant. V'Novon Zeh Amevin Davar Mitoch Davar, understands one matter from another. Lachash Zeh Sheroi Limser Lo Divrei Torah Shenitna B'Lachash, somebody who's roi to give over Divrei Torah to, that's even done so softly, and he really understands some of the more nuanced and insightful things. Venasati na'arim sarayim, and what does that mean? Mai venasati na'arim, mai venasati na'arim sarayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, elu bnei adam shemenu arim min hamitzvos. Right, these are people that are menu arim min hamitzvos, empty of mitzvos. V'talulim yimshaluvam. What Amar Apapa Bar Yaakov? Tali bnei tali. Fox is the son of foxes. These are people who are cynical or who are velonis karadato ach yamar lehem yarvu anar bezakein. So and that we said earlier, he didn't really feel like he captured all of the problems until he was maorer that these lads would come over the zakein vanikla benichban elu bnei adam shemenu arim min hamitzvos yarhavu b'mi shememula b'mitzvos karimon. This is when you have people that themselves are empty of mitzvos are being put above those that are full of mitzvos kerimo. V'hanikla b'nichbad, yavo mi shechumros domo alav kekulos. This refers to people who for them, chumros are like kulos, meaning they don't take them seriously. V'yarvo b'mi shekulos domo alav kechumros. To people who are much more conscientious of their avodas Hashem. So that's like, so to lose, it's just an interesting point. We would imagine, right, that the attitudinal issues and the generational issues in terms of authority are secondary to losing people of actual stature themselves, right? In other words, the first list that he's describing, the 18 he's describing, are all people who themselves embody a certain expertise, a certain level of insight, a certain level of leadership. So you imagine, like, okay, it's bad enough you lose all of them, but then the worst thing that you could, what knocks it into the ground completely is this notion that we've even lost the respect for them. Why? Because once you lose the reverence and respect for people who carry authority, so then you're in an environment where it can't even be regenerated because you've lost the system. You've lost what matters. You've lost the, and that's why, you know, the Gemara says in Makos that anybody who rises for a Sefer Torah and doesn't rise for a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara calls him a Tipesh, right? Why? Because you're treating the substance of Torah greater than the individual who's responsible to carry Torah. At the end of the day, the substance of Torah is an intellectual enterprise. It's a body of knowledge. It's a body of understanding. It can be contained in books. It can be regenerated as data. It can be, but if the system of authority and the system of how that Torah is interpreted and how it's relayed to generations, if there's no sense of authority from what's before, so then the whole thing breaks down. It doesn't matter how much anybody knows, because there's no sense of reverence for what comes before. And that's something to think about, because that's a big challenge. That's a big challenge. And it's a challenge in a range of our communities. In some parts of our community, it's a challenge because Kavod HaTorah is just not where it should be to begin with. There's a certain cynicism towards rabbinic authority, whether it's because people have had experiences with particular people, whether it's because the whole postmodern world is very dismissive and skeptical about authority in general. There's just in society itself, the whole notion of authority and convention and categories of life is just something, the whole concept of objective truth being called into question. Who is society to tell us anything? Who is society to tell us what nation we're from? Who is society, this anti-nationalism? Who is society to tell us what gender we are? Who is society to tell us what a family should look like? So if conventions of society are not accepted as normative, so certainly a bunch of human beings who think they get to tell everybody what to do is certainly not. So that's part of the reality, and that seeps into our community in many different ways. And even in the areas of the community where this type of respect is sort of mandated culturally, you could already see how in many, I've already observed, even over the last 10 or 15 years, how it's become much more of a formality, and it's not really summoned when actual decisions need to be made. In other words, it's kind of like, yeah, you put them on a dais, and you talk about them and talk to them in third person, and there's a certain sense of language that's used, of reverence relative to them, but then when they tell the community what to do, there's a total dismissiveness. They tell the community, maybe we're becoming a little too materialistic, maybe we're becoming a little too, showy, maybe we're not balancing our, maybe even the way our Avodas Hashem is working is questionable. Maybe we have to pay more attention to certain, maybe we have to be less elitist in who we let into which schools. In other words, as soon as they start to voice opinions, even in parts of the community where you do find the externalities of greater Kavod HaTorah, if you watch carefully and you look carefully, you'll see that there is an erosion of the degree to which they're in charge relative to everybody else is in charge. And that whole contention makes it very, very challenging to advance the community. So the question is, what's the solution to that? And the solution to that has to come from both directions. The solution to that has to come both from the followership adjusting to recognizing what parts of the culture and what parts of our society are very unhealthy and very toxic to a structure that requires a certain degree of leadership and authority, and how that really has broken down many aspects of our society. And the leadership has to understand that you just can't function the way you used to be able to function, that there is a way to lead in a more democratized reality, and certain aspects of sort of like top-down dominance as a way to do things just doesn't work. I was once at a rabbinic gathering, which I won't share the circumstances, with Rav Matisyahu Solomon, and he said, and if this impacted me tremendously, this was about 12 or 13 years ago, and it really, really changed a lot. He said to us, there's no such thing as Rabbanim anymore. What do I mean? He said, there's only Mashkichim. If you think you're going to affect people through speeches and Piskei Halacha and declarations and Shiurim and top-down whatever, then you don't understand the generation. He said this 10 or 12 years ago. So the only way to impact people is by being involved in their lives themselves, is one-on-one through hadracha, through influence, through inspiration, through connection, through, and that is going to be the future if you want to impact people. The notion that you could stand in a stadium and tell everyone what to do. This conversation was right after the Asifa about the internet. And his point was, the notion that you could stand in a stadium and just tell everybody what to do, and that everyone was going to walk out of that stadium and listen to you, it's pushing that it's over. That's not an authoritarian model that any longer resonates with the world. That doesn't mean you can't get people to do the right thing. You just have to take a different approach. So if we want to shift this paradigm, it requires both the followers and the leaders to shift their mindset. We once had a rabbinic conference in Florida that we were running, and we were discussing the fact that Balabatim, when they ask shailas now, just like doctors, right? When you walk into a doctor's office and you ask the doctor what to do, what medicine you should take for the ailment, when the doctor, before he has the medicine out of his mouth, you're like, well, what about, you know, harbacrotazine? And the doctor looks at you and he's like, what do you do for a living? And you're like, I'm a, you know, an accountant. And he's like, well, how do you know about that? You know, and you pull out your phone, and, you know, you were just on WebMD. And this guy standing there looking at you, and he's like, I went to medical school for 5 or 7 years. I did residency. I did a fellowship. I said post-fellowship. I was in school for 20 years. This guy has a Google account, and he's telling me what should be with medicine. So doctors who don't, who just blow it off are not, you know, are not successful. You know, doctors who embrace and chase every lead that they're whatever are also not successful. You have to adjust to the reality. The reality is your patient walks into the office, you're no longer the guru, secret magic potion man of or woman of what to do. I have 10 ideas. And you could see this because pharmaceutical companies market to consumers, which, you know, which never used to be the, you know, over-the-counter used to market to consumers. When we were growing up, the commercials on TV were for Tylenol versus Advil. No one would be like, are you having problems with the, you know, or they'd be over-the-counter stuff. No one would be like, ask your doctor about hydromodulators, you know, like, you know, for this one blood ailment. And you're just like, what, do I have to write that down? Like, who, how many people watching this commercial have this ailment and are going, like, you know, but the MSs, now people, the companies understand that the consumer has a voice. So the authority's been compromised. So too, when people come for a psak, very often they ask you a question, and you could tell already from their face that, you know, they're like, isn't, could it be that there's a tshuvas masas binyan in chelek ches that says differently than that? And you're like, you know, that's interesting because you barely know Hebrew. How do you know about that tshuva, right? How do you know about that tshuva Masas Bin Yomi? Is there a Masas Bin Yomi Yomi app that I am not aware of? You know what I mean? Where every day someone's teaching another tshuva? The answer is they looked it up on the internet and now they're coming to you for your psak, but armed with lots and lots of information. So this was a discussion, you know, and the assumption of the discussion with the posek we were talking to, the presumption was, how do we get people to stop doing that and to realize we're the rabbinic authority? And if you come for a question, you didn't learn in yeshiva, you didn't learn in medical school, you didn't go for smicha, you don't know all the halachas of shechita, right? You know, you're not empowered to whatever. And the posek who we brought, his response to this whole thing was completely the opposite. His response was, if that's going to be your attitude, you will be irrelevant within 5 years. Totally irrelevant. Your attitude has to be the opposite. Your attitude has to be, I'm thrilled that you're coming to me with all this different information. Let's sit down together. Let me walk you through the process. Let me help you understand why the psak follows this shita and not that shita, why the approach follows this approach and not that approach. And if you want to paskin for people based on just independent authority, the mystique of rabbinic authority, I know, you know, the real answer and you don't, and I'm not going to tell you, then you will become irrelevant because that's not the nature of people. So it's a disaster what's going on now, but it's not an irrevocable disaster. So, okay. Amar Rav Katina, afilu bishas kishlona shel Yerushalayim lo paskim em balei amon. Even when Yerushalayim was at its most destructive point, at least the people who were honest, it didn't compromise the people who were honest. How do we see that? Shenemar ki yisbosh ish. So where is this? This is in Yeshayo. Ki yisbosh ish be'achiv beis aviv simla. When a person would encounter somebody who had from them like some sort of garment, which refers to the ability to teach, the ability to learn. L'cha katzin tiya lanu. He wanted to make them a leader. V'machshela azos tachas yadecha. And this problem, dealing with issues, was under your hands, meaning you had the ability to do it. So the Gemara says the following. Yisbosh ish be'achiv beis aviv. Simla l'cha katzin tiya lanu dvarim shebnei adam mischasim. This refers to things that for other people are hidden. Kesimla yeshnan tachas yadecha. For you, it's like a garment that's under your hand. Meaning they still pursued people who knew something. Things that other people can't deal with, you could deal even with the machshela. Or it refers to things that are so complicated you needed the shimush of making a mistake in order to be able to understand it. And what happened? So they would ask people, you know, come lead us. And they would say, Lo ehyech ovesh uvesi ein lechem ein simla, my home, I can't be chovesh,
chovesh is like a paramedic.
Right, but where does the word come from?
Chovesh is
like tied up. I can't be entrapped. The ein simla lo simoni kitzin im am yisa. So ein yisa el loshen shvua. So the word Yisa refers to a shvua. Shnemar lo asisa shem elokecha. Oh, this is parshan. Lo ayechovesh, ayechovesh. Lo ayisi mechovshe beis medrash. I wasn't in the place that was trapped in the beis medrash, meaning I didn't learn. Ubeisi en lechve en simla shem biyadilo mikra lo mishem lo gemara. I don't know anything. So people would at least be honest about their ignorance, right? The Dilmashani Hasam, well, maybe the reason they were honest about the ignorance, the Amr Luchugamira, is because if the next thing they would have said is, oh, and by the way, we have a question, what's with whipped cream on Shabbos? And they would say, right, they wouldn't know the answer. So, Amalon, they could already say, Abel Elamimra Gomer Vashachach. Oh, Epis, I knew that, I just forgot it, right? So, my Lo Yechovesh Klaal. No, I didn't know it at all. Meaning, I don't know enough. Meaning, they were honest about where they were holding. Is that true? But Rabbi said that they didn't destroy Yerushalayim until the Bali Amana disappeared. Look in the streets. If you find somebody, if you could find somebody, this is to Yirmiyo, if you could find somebody that could do Mishpat, then I'll forgive. I'll move on. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. No, it's not a contradiction. Ha b'divrei Torah, ha b'masu v'maton. One refers to just people who knew Torah, and one refers to people who could be honest in business. B'divrei Torah havu, they did were able to find people who had some knowledge of Torah. Masu v'maton lo avu. Couldn't find people who were honest in masu v'maton. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shal rochev ha'chamor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding a donkey. And he was going on the way of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was riding after him. Amar lo Rebbe. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, shana li perek echar b'maisa merkava. Ah, tell me a vart in the maisa merkava, right? Happens to me on a plane all the time. So Amar lo, so he says to him, lo kach shani slichem. Didn't I tell you? V'lo b'merkava b'yachid. It's preferish a mishnah. You know, it's not a merkava b'yachid. Right? So you see, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is quoting a Mishnah, which is interesting, right? So, Ella imkein haya chacham mevin midato. Unless you have a chacham that's mevin midato. So, do you know enough? Are you mevin midato? So, amar lo Rebbe, tasheni lo amar lo fanecha davarecha. Shlomad tani. So, let me tell you over something that I understand. So, I'll tell it to you. So, amar lo emar. So, he said, tell him. So, he said, say it. So, miyad yard Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al ha-chamor. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in anticipation of hearing this vart of the Merkava, he gets off the chamor. Minisatev, and he wraps himself, yoshev al eben tachas azayis. And he writes, he sits down on a stone under an olive tree. So, amr lo, Rabbi, miyad yard to me'al ha-chamor. Why'd you get off the donkey? So, amr, he says to him, Afshar at the dorish from Maisa Merkava, v'shechina imanu. You want to be Dorish in the Maisa Merkava, the Shechina is going to be with us, Malchay Asharis, Malavan Osanu, and all these angels around. I need Erkav al ha-chamor. I'm going to be on a chamor. So that's not right. Miyad Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'Maisa Merkava. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach started to say over things in the Maisa Merkava. V'darash v'yarda esh min hashamayim, and a fire came down from heaven. V'sibav kol ha'ilanos shebesadat, and burned all the trees that were in the field. Pasku kulan v'amru shira. They all opened and they said shira ma shira amru. What did they say? Halu es Hashem min ha'aretz, to praise Hashem from the ground. Taninim v'chol ta'omos, the giants and all of the depths, eitz pri v'chol ha'razim, the fruit trees and all the cedars, hallelujah. Nena malach mina eish, and a malach answered from the fire, v'amar hein hein maisa merkava. You got it, you nailed it. That's the maisa merkava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai stood up, v'noshku ha'rosho, he kissed his head. Amar, and he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, shenasan ben la'avram avinu. How amazing it is that we have a child to Avram avinu, meaning we have a Jew, that has the capacity to understand and be doresh the Maisa Merkava. Yeshnar doresh v'nar mekayim. Some can be doresh, but are not great when it comes to kium. Some are nar mekayim v'nar doresh. Some could be mekayim mitzvos very well, but are not great at doresh. Ata nar doresh v'nar mekayim. Ashrecha Avram Avinu she'elazar ben Arach yotzei mechalatzecha. Ashrecha Avram Avinu that Elazar ben Arach came from your lineage. Kishenemru advarim lifnei Rabbi Yoshua, when this whole story was told before Rabbi Yoshua, Hayehuv Rabbi Yosi Akoin, him and Rabbi Yosi Akoin, Mahalchim Ederech, they were going on the way. Amru Af Anu Nidorish Maisa Merkava. We also want to be Dorish Maisa Merkava. Pasuk Rabbi Yoshua Vidorish, Rabbi Yoshua started to be Dorish, V'osu Ayom Tkufas Tammuz, and then was the season of Tammuz. Hayneskashu Shemayim Ba'avim, and the heavens were full of clouds. V'nirakimin Keshes Ba'anon, and it looked like there was a rainbow in the cloud. V'yamalchei Asharis Miskapsin Ubarin Lishma, and the Malachim gathered and came to hear. K'bnei Adam Shemiskapsin Ubar Liros Mezuzei Chasan V'Kala, like people come to watch somebody who's entertaining the Chasan and Kala. Halach Rabbi Yosi Akoin V'Siper Dvarim. Right, that happens sometimes in my Wednesday night shoot. The Kala of Halach Rabbi Yosi Akoin V'Siper Dvarim. Lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they came and they said this over for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'yomer Ashreichem, praise be you. V'ashrei Latzeichem, and praise be those that gave birth to you. Ashrei Einai, praise be my eyes. Shekach Ro, that we are able to see. V'af Ani V'atem B'chalome, I see in an image me and you in a dream that we're sitting al Har Sinai, on Har Sinai. V'nosna Aleinu Baskol min Hashamayim, and a Baskol comes out from Shamayim. Olu Lekan, come to Har Sinai. Traklin Gedolim, great halls. Motzos Nos, and comfortable couches. Motzos Lachem Atem. V'tamidecha v'tamidei tamidecha muzanim l'kash shlishis. You and your students are invited to the third group. The third group is the group that are able to penetrate even the Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah. Ini is atshuva. Tanya Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda omer shlosha artzos. There are three levels. Hein Rabbi Yoshua. Here it's a dvarim lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yoshua is able to say things for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rekiba eretz lifnei Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Kiva was able to say things for Rabbi Yoshua. Chanin bechachinoi aretzel lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Bilu Rabbi Elazar ben Arach lo kochashiv. We don't find Rabbi Elazar ben Arach at all. So de'artzi ve'artzu komeg kochashiv. So the Gemara says no. Those that were able to say before others Sisrei Torah, and they knew enough Sisrei Torah that others were able to say it before them, they're included in the list. But de'artzi, those who were able to say it before others, like him before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo artzu kamei, but others were not able to say it before him, lo kachashiv, they were not included. But Rabbi Hanani ben Chachinoi, de lo artzu kamei, no one said it before him, bekachashiv, and he's included. De'artzi miu kamei man de'artzi. No, he's included because in the Rabbi Akiva dynamic, he's somebody that was able to say it in front of someone who themselves were able to hear it from somebody else. So he's part of the cheshbon of how Rabbi Akiva gets in there. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Rabbanan, this is a very, very, very famous Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Nichnesu Bepardes, right? All of the literature that talks about learning Kabbalah quotes this Gemara. Four entered into the Pardes. What's the Pardes? Rashi says, Olu l'rakia al yedei shem. They went up to the Rekia through using the names of Hashem. In Kabbalah, there's this concept that through using various names of God, you could somehow enter into all sorts of spiritual spaces. We don't do this anymore. Even the Kabbalists of the Arizal didn't do this, but they went into the Paradise, this orchard, Gan Eden. The Elohim, who were they? Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Benazayim ben Zoma, Acher, who is Elisha ben Avuya, who the Gemara is going to talk about. He was somebody that went off the proper derech. V'Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva. Amar lehem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to them, K'shatem magin etzal avnei sheish, when you get close to the stone of marble, tohor, that's very pure, al tomru mayim mayim. Don't say the words mayim mayim. Shum shenemar dover shkarim lo yichavin l'neged einai. Okay, that's good advice. Ben Azai, so what happens? Ben Azai looks, or he stares at whatever image is there, v'meis, and he dies from being overpowered by it. Allah v'kasev omer, yakar be'enei Hashem, the most precious in the eyes of Hashem, avsa l'chasidah. Perish in their goodness. Ben Zoma hits its v'nifka. Ben Zoma looks, and he went crazy. V'olav akasav omer, dvash matzasa echol, dayecha pen tispesenu v'akasav, which basically means, don't eat the honey when you haven't filled yourself from what is regular. Meaning you're going after aspects of Torah that you shouldn't be until your foundation is more. Acher kitzitz benetios. Acher, this experience totally took him off. It means he cut down the trees, meaning the experience was one that caused him, or was part of what caused him to have a problem with his own theology. And like I said, the Gemara is going to explain that. Rabbi Akiva, yatza b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva is the one that goes out b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva is the one that emerges from that pardes b'shalom. And the Gemara is going to explain all of this, and I'm excited to leave that to the next person who will explain to you what happened in the pardes, why it happened in the pardes, what's going on in the pardes. Mirtz Hashem. Okay.
Shkach.
Shkach, everyone.